friends. This should be a special schus for Rabbi Maroni Miraz Yishiyichu. It should be a schus for Rabbi Shmuel Binyamin Tishna Rachaleya. It should be a schus for Rabbi Eitan Feldman. It should be a schus for Brian Yisrael Ben Rav Moshe Mordechai. And it should be a schus for Rabbi Yosef Ezra Ben Esther and for Moshe Ben Peshadina. They shall have bracha batzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem. The Gemara in Maseches Bava Kama Daf Dalet tells us that the reason that an Eved and an Amma, when they do damage, the reason the master, the Adon, is pater, is because the master might get them angry and they're going to run around doing damage and wreaking havoc, and then they're going to be mechayev their Adon in so much money. So therefore, we can't have that, so the Adon is pater. The Mashmo says that if not for that reason, then we'd be mechayev the master for the hezek of the Eved and the Amma. But how can that possibly be? The number of kashas. Number one, a chayav, not for gzeira shava that we learn, shor mishabis, that we need a special gzeira shava, tosis, daf yud zayin amid beis, we need a special gzeira shava to be mechayav a chaya. Otherwise, we wouldn't be mechayav a chaya without a gzeira shava, because the Torah only says shor. So you need a gzeira shava to be mechayav a chaya. So, by an Eved and Amma, you don't have a gzeira shava. So why would you think that there'd be a chiyuv on their hezek? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is we learn in Nedalet Amud Beis that a person was equated to an ox, lahanacha, to rest on Shabbos, but not ledavar acher. And therefore it's mutter for a person to be choreshim shor. Because a person was equated, meaning an Eved, was equated only as far as Shabbos is concerned, not as far as anything else. So you can't learn that that you're chayv on the hezek of an Adam like you are of a shore. Because a person was only equated to a shore with respect, this Eved was only equated to a shore with respect to Shabbos, lahanacha. They have to rest, but not for anything else. So, if that's true, then, which it is, because it says in the Gemara Nedalet Amud Beis, then what's b'chal b'havamina, that you should be chayiv on the, that the master would be chayiv on the hezek of an Eved or an Amma? Can't learn from shore. You can only learn from shore about Shabbos, nothing else. So only shore you're chayv for the hezek, but not Adam. It's kasha number two. We also have a mechilta that also learns all behemas. You're chayv for all behemas for their hezek, because we have a special yalfusa. But if we don't have a yalfusa, then you can't be mischayiv. So, mechi tesi that you're chayiv on the hezek of your Eved and your Amma? Why does the Gemara need to give us a special reason? You're only chayiv for the hezek of a shor, and you need a special limit for all other behemoths. So mechi tesi, if it's not a shor, other behemoths, you'd be chayiv. Another kasha in the name of Reb Lazer Gordon Mitels, how can we be mechayiv one's Eved, kishar niske mamen? It says ish bor velo shor bor. So you want to be mechayev a person because of his eved. When his eved does hezek, like niske mamon, it says when a man digs a pit and not his ox. Just like when his ox digs a pit, he's pater. So too, when the eved digs a pit, he's pater. So what's again b'chlal b'havamina that you're going to be mechayev Eved and Amma? You don't have any source. You only have a source in the Torah for sure. You have a special limit for other behemoths, but that's it. So why should you be chayev when your Eved does damage? The Granat, Rav Naftali Chirup in his Chedushim was mechadesh that the Adam would be chayev b'nizkei avdo v'amaso is not mitin nizkei mamon, as we're assuming until now. We said if it's nizkei mamon, there's no room for that because it's only shore or other animals. We don't have a limit for an Adam. But it's not midin niskei mamon, it's midin mechudish. that the Adon is chayiv on the all the chovas of the Eved and the Amma. And therefore the chiyuv itself is chal only on the Eved and Amma. And after they're mischayev, so now it's mutal on their Adon. So that's a huge chiddush. How do we know such a mechudush to a chiyuv like that? That the Adon is chayev b'chiyuv v'avodav. Prat lekach, l'chayr it's nister from our sugya above a kamad of dalet amad aleph. Because we want to prove from Eved and Amma that la afagav de kavanatzo lahazik afilu achi p'tiri. That even though they have kavana lahazik, nevertheless they're pater. But if the granat is correct, what shaychus does the chiyuv of the adon have with kavanatzo lahazik? Who cares that they're kavana lahazik? We're not coming from kavanatzo lahazik. This is a new chiyuv of tashlumei adon of adon b'tashlumei adona avadav. When we talk about the master paying, the Gemara is assuming that it's kavanah sola hazik, that it's because your mammon was kavanah sola hazik, just like your shore being no get, your karen of shore. And so to Eved, that's your mammon, that's mazik, kavanah sola hazik. According to the Granat, it's b'chalan talking about mammon hamazik. Kavanah sola hazik is mammon hamazik. But here we're not coming with mammon hamazik. Here we're coming mitam chiyuv ve'adon. The adon gets the chiyuvim of the eved. So, not the mashmos of the gemara. And where do you get such a new chiddush, such a new chiyuv? The Rambam brings this halacha that the adon is pater, and what the eved does as far as geneva goes, that an eved who's a ganef. So he's pater min hakefel, and his bailim are also pater, because a person's not chayav al niske avadav, even though they're his mammon. B'nei sheish b'em das, and he can't guard them, and otherwise they're going to run around burning stuff, wreaking havoc, and he's going to have no control over them. And this is a pella. The Rambam brings this halachas in hochas geneva, not in hochas niske mammon. Why does he bring it in hochas geneva? The Gemara brings it out in niske mammon. Not only that, the Rambam writes a funny lashon here. The Rambam says, "Afal pisha hein mamonai," even though they're his mammon, he's pater. This "Afal pisha hein mamono" is shaykh b'chiyuv mammon hamazik. It's not shaykh in hilchas ben geneva. Very weird. Why does the Rambam bring it in hilchas geneva? And why does the Rambam say, "Even though they're his mammon"? I mean, even though they're his mammon, even though they're his mammon, is shaykh b'chiyuv mammon hamazik, not hilchas geneva. So Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi in the Sefer in Hilchos Gezeilah V'Aveda Perek Tes is miyaseh that Geneva, besides the Chiyuv Geneva, besides mitzad the parsha of Geneva, it's also a parsha of Mazik, and that's why Ganev is included in the 24 of his Nezikin, Leftal Adam and Beis, Tani Revi Chia, and therefore would be shaykh to be mechayev the Adon on the Geneva of his Eved Mitaris Niskei Momen, because besides the parsha of Geneva, there's also a parish of Mazik by Geneva. And because of Shem Yaknitenu, the Svar of the Gemara, we pattern. And that's why the Rambam says that if not for the reason of Shem Yaknitenu, the other would be Mechuyev, like on other Nizakim. If not, in those cases, it's also Shem Yaknitenu. But in theory, without the Shem Yaknitenu, the other would be Chayev and the Geneva, just like other Nizikim. Lule the time of Shem Yaknitenu. And that's what the Rambam is telling us. And Hochas Geneva. That Geneva, you can be Mechayev the Adon, Mitam Parshas Mazik. Because Geneva is also Hezek. But this is a Tzarechion Gadol. Be Yisodo Shel Davar. It's Behilchas Niskei Mammon, it's not Behilchas Geneva. So why bring this in Hilchas Geneva? It's not Shaykh here. It's Mitaras Hilchas Niskei Mammon, not Mitaras Geneva. So we've already had three shiurim on this. So you can listen to those. Someone recorded them, and they're available. And this year we're going to go on the derech of Hagoyin HaGadol, Baruch Mordechai Hizrachi, Hashem Yichayehu V'Yishmereyu. You should have only good things. G'dolei Rosh Yeshiva Shel Doreinu, Mizikne Rosh Yeshiva Shel Doreinu. So he says this file, he says there are really two dinim here. There's din shem mazik, and din shem ha-mechayiv dinei onshim v'tashlum shel ha-mazik. Nochamo. There's a din shem mazik, and there's a din shem ha-mechayiv dinei ha-onshim v'tashlum shel ha-mazik. There's the name of the damager, and then there's the name that obligates the laws of punishment and payment for the mazik. The mechayiv of dinei mazik. Like Tashlumen or Onshin. That's Mamon Hamazik. Like the Rambam writes, chapter 1, Halacha 1, Hilchos Niskei Mamon, Kol Nefesh Chaya, we had at least one shir about this recently, maybe more. Kol Nefesh Chaya, she Shusa Shaladim, I think you've read a few. Kol Nefesh Chaya, she Shusa Shaladim, she Zika Abaylim, Chayavim Lashalim, she Ramonim Hizik. All living beings that are reshus v'shaladim in a person's possession, in a person's property, that were mazik, the bailam are obligated to pay because their mammon was mazik. So the very fact that their mammon was mazik, that's a reason for tashlumin azikin shel balei hamammon. The very fact that it's your mammon is enough to be mechayiv you. Okay, that's what it's called shem hamechayiv dinei oinshim v'tashlum shel hamazik. The name that's Mechayev Onesh and Tashlam of Mazik. That's the Ershtizach, that your Mammon is Chayev if it's Mazik. However, there's another Zach, there's a Shem Mazik. And Shem Mazik has to be one of the Arbavos Nezikin. If the Shem Mazik isn't one of the Arbavos Nezikin, one's not Mischayev al Zekam, even if it's your Mammon Amazik. So it's Pashat that we need a Yalfusa to be Marbet Mazikin. That aren't written in the Pasuk, like Chai or Ofus, that's only when it's Nogea to the Shem Mazik. Masha'en came when it's Nogea to Chiyuvei Tashlumen. Bevadai, that if it's your Mammon, that's enough for Dinei Tashlumen. You need two things. You need Shem Mazik and Dinei Tashlumen. What do we have this Yalfusa to learn Chai and other animals, birds, and Mazik if they belong to you? That's to say that they have a Shem Mazik. But when it comes to the punishment of Chiyuvei Tashlumin, that you have to pay, so that's enough that it's your mammon. All the Alfusa was doing was giving these mazikin a shame mazik. But as far as Dinei Tashlumin goes, all you need is that it's your mammon. Even if that specific shame mazik is included in the pasuk. And the reason would appear that the reason we need to include mazik and that aren't mefurish in the pasuk, it's only talking about something that's nogeya, the shame mazik, which is a din that was said about the mazik itself. That his hezek is only mechayev when it has a shame hezek. Kol ikar ma shetzichim lerabot mazikim sheinam meforashim bapasuk. That we have to include mazik and there in the pasuk. Ein advarim amorim ella. This is only said about kshenogei adavar l'shem amazik. When this relates to the shame mazik, and that's a din. That was said about the mazik itself, that the hezek is only mechayev when it has a shem hezek. You have to have a shem mazik. And the ribui is coming to include, oh, these have a shem mazik. Ma she'en ken, kshenogea davar l'siba mechayevet betashlumin, halo en ze nogea l'mashu ha-ba'alim shel mamon ze. So when we're talking about reasons that are mechayev payment, that's only nogea to the fact that he's the bialim of this mammon. What does it matter what shame it has? We're not talking about the behemah as a mazik. We're talking about the person as the bialim mammon hamazik. So again, there are two dinim. There's what's mechayiv, punishment and payment, and that only has to be your money. And then there's the shame mazik. In order for there to be a shame mazik, so it needs to be one of the four, or that you have one a yafusa to include it. Now, if we would find a case of mamon shehizik that's not in the pasuk, you have mamon shehizik that's not written in the pasuk, but the hezek was done by the mazik that's mefurish in the pasuk, the vaday is going to be chayiv, even though the reason that he's chayiv in payment is a nefesh chayiv that's not mefurish in the pasuk. Right? All we need to do is find a case of mamon shehizik. It's not in the pasuk. But the hezek is done with a mazik that is mefurish in the pasuk. So avadi is going to be chayiv, even though the reason that he's chayiv in tashlumen is because of a nefesh chaya that's not explicit in the pasuk. So now we can answer the kasha. Could it be that a person is going to be chayiv in the hezek of an eved or an ama? Are they any better than a chay or an oaf? Chay and oaf, we need a special ribui. Based on what we said, no. Mitzad, the siba hamechayev is dini atashlumen. Eved and ama are mamono shehizik. They're mamono shehizik like any other mamon shehizik. And what about the chefta shel mazik? What's more mefurish in the pasuk than Nizkei Adam? So mitzad hechefta shel mazik, they're included in Nizkei Adam. So it emerges that it's your mama that was mazik, but Nizkei Adam. It's your mama that was mazik, but Nizkei Adam. So does he have a shame mazik, this avid? Yeah. What's a shame mazik? Adam. Is he mamono? Yeah, he's mamono. Is the mamon in the pasuk? No, the mamon's not in the pasuk. That this is your mamon. You have a sure that's your mamon that's in the pasuk. This isn't in the pasuk. But it doesn't matter. Because it's mamona. So all you need to do is make it mamono, and that's going to be mechayiv v'tashlum, and you also need a shame mazik. So what's the shame mazik going to be? That he's an Adam. So what the Gemara was bothered by is to be marbe mazik, and what are mazik, and what do we give a shame mazik to? So for that we need it specially mooted, even if it's not written in the pasuk. When it comes to mamon, what does it matter what shame it has? The ikur is that it's your mom, but you need both. You need mamono shehizik, and you need that it should be a shame mazik. So here you have it with an eved. You have mamono shehizik because it belongs to the adam, and then you have a shame mazik because he's an adam. And therefore we understand very well that if not for the reason of Shemiyak Nitenu, the Adam would be chayiv on the hezek, because you have both. You have Shem Mazik and it's Mimona. And what about the bore that he digs? So we could say two things. If somebody's sure digs a bore, so this bore he's never going to be chayiv on. But if this person digs a bore, so then when he's mishtachwer, he has to pay. So therefore it's considered a halachic bore that's mechayiv tashlumen. And since in the meantime he's the moment of the bailim, so then the bailim would have to pay. Again, if not, we have a miut. But if not for that miut, then the bailim would have to pay. Because this bore is nizkei mamon shel habailim. And you can't say below shore bore, because this is not a shore. Because the Eved and the Amah have a din of Baal Bor. We just can't be mechayiv them because they're in their master's property. So therefore the master's gonna be chayiv. Because this is Nizkei Mamon. And it's not an animal making the boar, it's a person making it. really two things. Number one, when he's mishtachwer, he would be chayiv. Just like by kefil, that if the eved steals when he's mishtachwer, he's chayiv. So to the boar. So when the eved digs the boar, so you see it has a shame boar because it's because he's going to be chayiv when he's freed. So in the meantime, it's the master's responsibility because it's considered his niskei moment. And in addition, like we said, he's a person. It says ish bor v'lo shor bor, because shor only has three avos, but that's when we're talking about a shor. But here we're talking about adam amazik, so it's the adam who's making the bor. And memela, the master of this adam, is going to be chayiv. Because they still have a shame adam. This evident Am have a shame adam. So you can't say you have a low shore board. That's not going to be a meat for them. Because like we've been saying, they have a shame adam. And therefore the adam is going to be chayiv on their hezek. Again, if not for the reason of Shemiyak Nitenu. So there's a lot more to say about this, and I'm hoping that B'siyata Tishmaya we're able to continue on and see more and more Niflas Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest, and most beloved friend.